WWE, the custody of a child will be determined in a match. Oh, I knew he was going to do that.
Hulk Hogan is a jabroni, Hollywood blonde. But my boss, Mr. McMahon, is not jabroni.
Get a horse of time, fool.
Put that cigarette out.
Will you stop?
What's up, Drunk Marks? Welcome to another episode of 205 Jive. I'm your designated host. My name is Adam, and as always, we got the awesome drinking panel with us today.
This is Eddie, Woozle Wuzzle.
And this is Scott. Drinking is my business. Business is good.
What are we polishing away for this episode?
I'm still working on a White Claw from a week ago, or from 2 weeks ago, I assume.
Yeah, we're knocking out these 205 jives here pretty quick, so I'm still doing my White Claw lime. Basic.
And I'm still finishing off my case of Iron Brew. So, for this episode, this pretty much revolves around a particular promo video, or I wouldn't even say promo, maybe a comical... comical sketch, if need be. This all has to do with Playboy Buddy Rose and the famous blow-away diet. A diet fad that would... if it were effective today, then I would have bought stock in the company.
Oh, to make millions.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sprinkle from some on yourself ago. And blow it off and lose the pounds.
And yes, so the blow-away diet was, it was kind of vignettes, but it was like basically formatted as a commercial. And yes. I think did they play them on, I don't remember seeing them, I remember only seeing maybe like four or five of them.
Yes.
But they were kind of far apart, they weren't every week. Were they only correct on Saturday night's main events?
No, I remember seeing them on Saturday mornings.
Okay, so they were, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because I couldn't really quite remember, I just remember they were nuts.
And did you even know who Playboy Buddy Rose was when he came into the WWF?
Honestly, I don't.
Because that was like late 80s, early 90s.
Was this the first thing we'd ever seen of him in WWF?
No, I believe he had a run earlier in the WWF, like earlier in the 80s, but he was in AWA for a while.
According to these notes, right, he was with the company back in the early 80s. But yeah, in 1990, he made another return. This is when that particular promo started.
Right, because like his biggest thing was in AWA with Doug Summers.
With Doug Summers, yes.
Yeah, and they had that feud with the Rockers.
Oh, it's incredible.
Like, yeah, that seems to be what he's known for the most.
And it was really the Rockers carrying them.
Well,
like at first it was them kind of helping the Rockers out, but the Rockers just got so good by the end of it, you're like, why are they wrestling these two guys that are clearly out of shape?
Right.
Old, have no place in the ring with the Midnight Rockers. Like,
right.
I don't want to call them garbage, but really, their saving grace was Sherry Martel was their manager.
Right.
That was their saving grace.
And the Rockers were like stellar.
Oh.
I mean, they were like the greatest tag team. Like they're still my favorite tag team of all time.
Yes, and they were as incredible in the AWA, and just they should have obliterated those dudes, but gave them really the feuds of their careers.
Yeah, but I mean, those matches were good because I have seen several of those, and like, Buddy Rose could work.
Yes, he could. Well, so could Doug Summers up to a certain point, but then the Rockers were so good, you're like...
Right. I mean, it was clear who was, like,
yes,
the stars.
Yes, we see where this is going. It just took a long time to get there.
Right, so basically Buddy Rose shows up. He's a big fat fuck.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, and he was getting bigger, too.
Yeah, and his ring gear was just trunks, and his his belly was hanging over his dick.
Yes.
And he was a big slob.
Pretty much.
And he used to, so his whole thing was when he would come into the ring, they would introduce him as a slim, trim 219 pounds, right? I think that was the number?
He was 317.
217 is what they built
him. 217.
Well, he would get on the microphone and tell them they were wrong, that it was 217.
Right.
Not 317.
But it was always a slim, trim.
Slim, trim.
217.
Thank you to his diet.
Right. Which was the blow-away diet. Which I think in case... I hope this works well with just sound, and if it doesn't, go back on YouTube, just type in blow away diet.
Well, give us a visual after you play the clip.
Okay, but like, yeah, so I'm going to play the clip. It's short, and Maron. it's really something. So here we go.
You've tried and tried and tried, but no matter what, you still can't lose weight. But change is in the air. It's the Playboy Buddy Rose Blowaway Diet Plan, and it makes losing weight a breeze. Here's how it works. Unlike other diet plans that restrict your caloric intake, the Blowaway Diet lets you eat whatever you want, whenever you want. Forget about strenuous exercise. Say goodbye to messy diet drinks, and never count another calorie. Because with Blowaway, you simply shake on the patented Blowaway powder, sit in front of an ordinary household fan, and blow, blow, blow the weight away. Want an extra piece of cake? Go ahead. Thinking about that extra pat of butter? No problem. Because with Blowaway, you blow away unwanted fat just like that. Blow away your way to a tighter tummy. Blow away your way to thinner thighs, and blow away your way to a firmer fanny in seconds with factory-formulated Blowaway. This was Playboy Buddy Rose before, but with Blowaway, he lost this much ugly fat. Now he's a slim, trim 217 pounds. He looks great, and he feels great, too. The Blowaway Diet is not available in any store. You can only get it through this special TV offer. Here's how to order.
To order Blowaway, have your Visa and MasterCard ready and call 1-500-LARDASS. That's 1-500-LARDASS. Call now!
That was something.
It was definitely something.
It was something. So to give you a visual to go along with what you just heard, it's essentially Playboy Buddy Rose sprinkling what looks to be laundry detergent all over himself, sitting in front of a fan and blowing it all off.
Right, it's like a giant box, like a box, like a cereal box.
Yeah, or a big old laundry detergent box.
Yeah, yeah.
And the best part is when they're like, here's Playboy Buddy Rose before at 317, and here's him after at 217, and it's the same shot.
He looks exactly the same. Big tits.
Okay, so this has got to be drugs.
So now, right? So the story I heard is that it was an inside cocaine joke, right?
Yes.
And so I heard Buddy Rose say that it was a joke that he and Jimmy Hart came up with this thing. But now I don't know who was, maybe Jimmy Hart was the one on coke, but Buddy Rose's fat ass, like, I don't think that dude was doing coke unless he was battering chicken with it.
I think he was battering chicken with
it. Yeah, it might have been that.
Yeah.
But I mean, he was, I don't think it was that. So I don't know what the deal was. I don't know whose crazy ass thought this up, but it was nuts. Completely nuts.
Well, and then he's a heel because of this. Like, why is this poor guy who's obviously struggling with his weight,
right,
and has been saddled with a shit gimmick where they're sprinkling laundry detergent on him and blowing it off with a fan, this poor man, and then they boo him?
He should be a sympathetic figure.
Exactly. Yes. Right. Yes.
Well, it was because he would come to the ring and brag about how fucking fit he was.
Okay, that didn't help. But I mean, you're right. He was almost a sympathetic character because you're like, oh, this, even in 1990, with as gullible as we were watching wrestling.
Right, right.
We knew this was garbage. Like, this poor guy was saddled with this crappy gimmick. They're insulting his weight. Even in the commercial right there that you just heard, it's dial 1-800-LARDASS.
It was LARDASS.
Oh, I'm sorry. LARDASS.
Yeah.
Yes. But incredible. Absolutely incredible that they would run with this. And years later, I think it was you that brought it up. You're like, dude, was that like a Coke reference? Never even dawned on me. I'm like, duh.
Yeah.
Blow away. Yeah, of course, right. It is. What
white,
the hell?
White powder all over himself.
All over himself, yeah. Sitting in front of a fan. Come on. Okay.
Finish off with that illusion that, yeah, magically 100 pounds gone.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Right.
Yeah. I also couldn't help but notice it was like, it felt like a Adventures of Batman and Robin music soundtrack behind them.
Yes.
And it feels like maybe this was put up by the Joker as like one of those like circus like happy illusion, but it's such a fucking evil commercial.
Right, like it would play like on a huge giant screen on top of a skyscraper in Gotham City.
Oh yes.
Yeah, but I think it would be better suited to Benny Hill music.
Well, everything's funnier with Benny Hill music.
Everything like is funnier.
Like the Zapruder film.
Yes.
We went over this last week.
We did, yes. Yeah. But how insulting to the poor guy. Obviously struggling with his weight. And then they saddle him with this crap to even make more fun of him. Like, you just knew his career in WWE or WWF was going to be short-lived.
Did he even have a match? I literally don't remember.
He never won.
Well, I mean, I guess I do remember. Yeah, he was a jobber, right? I guess I do.
Just for jobs.
I just remember him coming to the ring and doing the I'm a slim trim 217 pounds, yes. But I don't remember a specific match, but I guess because he was a jobber.
Yes.
Like, you wouldn't remember him getting beat up by Ron Bass.
Yeah, he was like mid-card enhancement.
Right.
And that was his role.
Right.
And that poor guy. What a shitty gimmick, dude. We're just going to throw this white powder on you and blow it off with a fan.
Have you ever met him, like, at a WrestleCon?
No, he's dead.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, he's long dead.
What happened? A heart attack from cocaine?
I believe so.
Oh.
I don't know if it was directly due to cocaine, but I believe it was a heart attack that took him.
Wow.
Yeah. He is no more. Okay.
Well, yeah, I would love to know what he, like, thinks about this. Because, I mean, it's obviously what he's most famous for, even though it was, like, four or five videos over the course of, a couple weeks.
Well, look, we talked about Tony Atlas in the Black History Month episode.
Right.
Tony Atlas is forever grateful for the Saba Simba gimmick.
Yeah.
Because he was on the streets when Vince called him and was like, hey, I've got an idea, excuse me, for a character. Here's Saba Simba. So, right. Without knowing that, you would think that Tony Atlas hated that gimmick.
Right.
Who knows Buddy Rose's story with this gimmick? It could have saved his life for that short amount of time that he was in WWF.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It probably extended, maybe not necessarily his career, but like his earning power.
Well, and it gave him something to do instead of just being mid-card enhancement talent.
He at
least had something to go along with it where the fans got a little bit invested in him.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I think in a way it's sort of, think of how many wrestlers have come and gone and you don't really remember anything about
them.
Like, in 30 years, are you really, like, you probably won't even remember that Ryback was a wrestler.
Right.
But
I had forgotten about Ryback until you just mentioned him.
Yes, sorry.
It's okay.
But you'll never forget about Blowaway. You know what I mean? It's one of those things that's like in the wrestling consciousness.
Yes, it was so ridiculous it made it memorable.
Right.
And if you don't remember Buddy Rose for the tag team matches with the Midnight Rockers, you 100% remember the Blowaway diet.
Yeah, exactly.
And it wasn't until years later when you brought it up to me, you're like, was that Coke? Well, fuck, yeah, it was. I didn't even think about that.
I don't even remember where I heard that, but I heard, like, just recently in the last couple of years, I heard that supposedly that's what that was about. And, like,
makes sense. It was the 80s, 90s, so yeah.
Right,
of
right.
course.
Yeah.
At its peak.
Exactly.
Also, watching it, I mean, it felt like detergent was used, or at least just the texture of that powder that was being blown on there. I mean, it seemed like too thick for it to be flour. Definitely lighter than
too
sugar.
Too sweet to be sour.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a little frightening how authentic they possibly could have gotten with that, or just with the powder itself.
Well, I wonder if Lar Das is still a number we could call, see if they have any left.
Maybe.
My phone's charging, but I mean,
perfect.
If one of you,
all right.
Yeah,
well,
I mean, one of us will find out.
Well, you guys listening to this, if you want to call that and get back to us, let us know what's going on over there at Lar Das.
Are they still in business?
In the meantime, I think I know my Halloween costume idea for this year.
Oy vey.
Hold on, let me see if I get my MISA or Vaster card ready. All right, but yeah, that was pretty much that promo. What did you think about it? Again, want to hear about all of your opinions about some of the topics that are being brought up. So please retweet everything that we have being posted on Twitter. Make sure to follow us at wrestling_drunk. And then everywhere where you're downloading this podcast, make sure that you get those reviews and ratings in, because, again, your voice is essential to us keeping this thing going. You've even helped us create some of these episodes. So please continue to tell your family, friends, enemies, coworkers who are enemies. Maybe don't suggest, hey, go use some Blowaway diet, but, we just want to get the word out on this wrestling adventure that, we have going with all of you. So, with Eddie and with Scott, I'm your designated host, Adam, just reminding you to watch wrestling responsibly, enjoy your buzz, and drink like nobody is watching. 1, 2, 3, blow away.
Cheers.
Bam, 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 bam. That music got the hairy fry. White leather. Fever to the knee, we in the traffics. Left-handed switching speeds, I'm in the cockpit. Straight from flushing, man, we known for using chopsticks. Problems getting dealt with, never pop shit. Hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with that drop kick, Marty Jannetty. Practice short camp, kamikaze, burning cheese, Saganaki, Greek shit, whole team sick. Whole bitches from Cleveland on my dick because I rap. Fuck it, make it clap, throw the money in the air, then pick it up, I'll take that back, bitch. Homie, hold me down, homie, throw me phony pounds. This Santa dollars like some crispy garlic, golden brown, addicted, but ain't nothing prescripted. Baby clams from my talk, mix it up with the linguistics. Bitch, I'm high. White leather to the knee, we in the traffic. Left-handed switching speeds, I'm in the cockpit. Straight from flushing, man, we known for using chopsticks. Problems getting dealt with, never pop shit. Hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick,
Marty Jannetty.
No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with that drop kick, Marty Jannetty.
No, I hit you with that hot shit. Straight up off the block, roll up pot shit. Niggas just don't wanna go to school. Act like they are, but they not sick. Money all up in my pocket. Putting diamonds in everything. See me out, I look rich as fuck. Clothes smelling like Mary Jane. Fly coastal, been on airplane. Say these guys close, but these guys local. When they see me, they non-vocal. High as fuck, I need bifocals. Push got me moving slow-mo. Steak and eggs in my dojo. Get some G's in there, need some weed, I'm there. All these cars I own, ain't no keys in there. Typing young niggas out. Rolling weed at an ounce. Now I got a bigger crib. Rapping what I'm living about. My hair long, my weed strong, so they staring. My weed strong, my money long, I ain't caring.
White leather to the knee, we in the traffics. Left-handed switching speeds, I'm in the cockpit. Straight from flushing, man, we known for using chopsticks. Problems getting dealt with, never pop shit. Hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with that drop kick, Marty Jannetty.